And the question then was, how do I try to put this together? Those of you who watch PBS will be familiar with the British model. I'm trying to do some history, some British historians, of the upstairs, downstairs story. What's the world look like if you are the aristocrat, the rich aristocrat living upstairs? How do you look out? What do you see? What's the landscape look like? How do you relate? And so on. But then, what is the landscape? What's the world look like if you're downstairs? If you're polishing the silver, cooking, making up beds, carrying out the chamber pots, what's the world look like downstairs? And how does the world upstairs relate to the world downstairs? The ones upstairs are not always real clear about how the downstairs, how they are standing on the downstairs. The downstairs people know that, that the decisions being made upstairs have all kind of implications for what goes on down. Well, what I decided was to try to take that model and to use it in a plantation setting, so that the comparable to the upstairs is the piazza, what they call the piazza, where they sat on the porch. What I grew up, we called it a front porch. Where they sat on the front porch, and Phoebe and Patience and others served them. Jack and others served them on the front porch. And they looked out over the piazza, from the piazza on a world. That's what they saw. That was their upstairs. And then the counterpoint to that was the fire, sitting around the communal fire in the slave settlement. What did the world look like if that's where you were sitting? It looked quite different, obviously, from the slave settlement than what you saw from the porch. So what you have are these two very different worlds with competing pictures and interpretation of both the physical and social landscape around them. The landscape of the Lowcountry and competing memories of these places. Very important. One of the things that I hope that you will have a chance to be in conversation, the great diversity of backgrounds and disciplines represented here, is around the question of memory and the relationship of memory and place, so that one place that you can see that relationship is when we say that took place. That's an interesting expression that I think helps to reveal the link. So you have these two worlds with competing memories of the way life had been lived in the Lowcountry. Yet the two worlds, like the upstairs, downstairs, overlap. Because you can't understand how they sat and all this on the piazza and all this food appeared if you don't understand the work that's going on out in the kitchen with Phoebe and Patience. And you can't understand what happens to Phoebe and her family if you don't understand what's going on in the white world. So they're different, once again, they're different worlds, but they're overlapping worlds. You can't draw one world without also engaging the other. What this is going to mean is that this area that you're studying this week is competing, is conflicted territory with competing memories. So I think you've already been alerted with Stan's note. What do tour guides say What's the memory that they are evoking when they ride you around in a carriage? And what's going to be the memory that you're going to hear when you do your walking tour? And how are those memories related, and how do they interact? Finally, the Georgia legislature had before it a couple of years ago two overtures of bills. One was to establish, alongside Black History Month, a Confederate History Month. It was to celebrate the Confederacy. And it had a certain memory that was there. The Confederacy was interpreted in a very clear way. It didn't have anything to do with slavery, and it was a noble cause about states' rights and so on. So that's one memory of the state of Georgia. And it was before the state legislature. Another one was that the state of Georgia needed to apologize for slavery. Same time, two bills, two overtures before the legislature, each drawing on different memories, each claiming the truth and competing with one another. And much of, as those of you that teach American history know this, but much of the history of the country is over competing memories. Vietnam. What was Vietnam? Was it just a blot on an otherwise noble countenance of American life? Or did it reveal something about the heart of America in regard to other peoples and imperialism and so on, competing memories? So that's something for you to think about as you go through